Hello, welcome. This is tomorrow's Guardians Tech Talk show, and my name is Enrique.
My name is Fethullah.
And now Fethullah is going to kick us off with his topic for today.
Yeah, like, as we can see that Russian cows get VR glasses. This is the title right now.
Cows get VR glasses?
Yeah, VR glasses.
I don't even have one.
Farmers in Russia have apparently been experimenting with virtual reality glasses as a tool to relax cows and increasing meat production. Virtual reality glasses modified for the shape of cow heads and displaying a unique summer field simulation program.
Wow.
Yeah. And it those glasses were placed on multiple bovines. Bovines are just cows.
Yes.
In the Moscow region, by the Ministry of Agriculture and Food in Russia. So, like, do you think this project is a bad thing or not, and why?
From different points of views, okay, business side, yes, of course. Like, it's gonna increase production, it's gonna make the cows relax, obviously. Probably give more, quality to the product as
yeah.
well. You know, relaxed cows, better milk. And obviously meat afterwards, but from like point of view from the cow, like the only reason I think they're giving cows like VR glasses is because they're in already a bad situation. Because you know my point of view is from a vegan, and these cows I don't think they're happy, so they put on VR glasses to make them
More productive. So you feel like it's good in production, it will increase the production.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
But it's
morally wrong for these animals to
It's kind of exploitation of them.
Yeah.
You feel like that?
I feel that way, yeah.
Okay. So, like, the program was reportedly developed on the basis of an analysis by Wageningen University,
yeah.
and research in the Netherlands.
Poland, okay, good.
The developers intend to scale the project and modernize the domestic sphere of dairy production that the press released to us.
Yeah.
So like...
Like it makes sense, like we've been talking about VR quite a bit because it's like it's an expansion of technology in different regions, right? And now it's in farming and making more production
yeah.
in the products that, yeah, you know.
So what have you got for us today?
Well,
Mr.
I'm pretty excited. So basically, when satellites breaks, which is often, there are not much we can do about it, basically. And it becomes dangerous. They're up there, they don't do anything. So Fethullah, tell me, like, how important do you think are satellites?
So, like, to be honest, for me, these satellites are really essential of our human lives, because we use these satellites for mobile phones, internet, location, I mean GPS,
banking,
yeah, banking, yeah. Like in terms of internet,
yeah,
and internet is like
runs most of the systems of
yeah.
like everything, you know? So it's pretty important, and it's supposed to sustain our population on this earth as well. The last 10 years must have been a massive boom in satellites because internet started really getting huge.
Spread, yeah.
So basically, yeah, in Cincinnati University in US, they are engineering robotic technology to fix orbiting satellites, like space side assistance, you know, because all of these like satellites, they cost more money to make a new one and like send up there. But if you have like a satellite already up there, mobile, with all the tools to fix other satellites, come on. Yes. So just an example, like a 400 million Intelsat satellite malfunction this year in deep orbit. Many others, like most of the other satellites that are in closer orbit, they just burn out after a few years.
Yeah.
So, but this one was pretty like well developed and it's out there, so they could save it in time. Just Yeah, like the most famous satellite that had a malfunction is the Hubble telescope.
Uh-huh.
Like in 1990, there was like a mirror that was warped. So they literally made a whole new like team to go up there in 1993 just to change a mirror.
After 3 years, I mean.
Yeah, like it took 3 years to develop a new like mission, basically, and there's to get up there and fix it.
Mm.
So
I see.
It's a massive difference. So tell me, Fethullah, what do you think is like the how expensive the satellite industry is?
You know, as I research from the article from the news and from the newspapers or
yeah.
journals, is it's to be honest, this satellite industry is really expensive,
yeah.
really expensive. Like even NASA America, like consumes billions or millions of dollars to this industry
yes.
in terms of to like to explore to be get.
Yeah, they're
inspired.
They're the companies that are pumping out the satellites.
Yeah.
Other companies pay them, and then, you know, there they go.
To be inspired, like to explore the space and what's going on
yeah, that's
outside of the world.
Yeah, but yes, of course. But satellite wise, they are wasting a lot of money, but obviously
yeah.
it's making it back through services they provide. But it's a like a million, billion, I think. By this point, $1 trillion industry.
Yeah.
And basically, NASA plans to send satellite to refuel other satellites. So by 2022, in low Earth orbit, there should be the most of the satellites should just be refueled. Because imagine it's like just a perfectly healthy satellite doing its job, and all it needs is fuel, and then that satellite needs to retire. It's expensive. Just get one of the guys over there. I got you. So it's way more cost efficient to have a drone or like a satellite that refuels others.
Yeah.
And they do have like multiple robot arms to replace parts as well. Yeah.
It's really like these kind of drones, the robots. Okay, whatever you want to say. It's really, I mean, like much more easier. To fix
it's
something.
Gonna be
yeah.
way better. This is like the huge jump towards space, like just making it more controllable, especially since you know, like we're gonna need to have more satellites, obviously, and because of the growth of technology, I think half of the people aren't even on internet. So
mm-hmm.
just imagine. So this is very important. But basically the whole mission, the project is like students are working on navigating and docking systems about this whole project. It's not an easy feat. It's obviously difficult. The software works with a simulator, so the whole mission of this project, it will go a lot smoother because they know what to expect and everything. And yeah, at this point, it's they're working on the robot arms and how they're going to work together.
Okay.
Because it's five of them and they need to be precision, right? Like a tiny little dot needs to go screw in space. But other than that, can't wait for this. This is going to
yeah,
be huge.
Definitely.
Just been driving it and obviously, I don't agree with his story, but it's interesting and, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this was Tomorrow's Guardians Tech Talk
yeah.
Show. My name's Enrique.
My name is Fethullah.
See you next time.
Have a nice day.